Dictation for Jason Brooks, B-R-O-O-K-S. March 15, 1983. Mr. Brooks, 40-year-old gentleman. End-stage renal disease from diabetic nephropathy hypertension. Recent prolonged admission to the hospital with large left-sided middle cerebral artery stroke with weakness on the right upper lower extremity. Respiratory failure, ventilatory assistance. Develop anterior spinal artery stroke, for what he is paraplegic from the nipple area down bilateral. No sensation, no motor. He has a constipation requiring active treatment on a daily basis. Also a straight catheter for neurogenic bladder every other day, very small amount of urine. Has a dialysis catheter. Some improve on strength from the right upper extremity. He is right-handed. He's able to eat, swallow. His mental status is back to normal. He nice changes on hearing or eyesight. He can swallow. Speech is normal. He nice chest pain, palpitations or respiratory distress. No pyrolemma arterial hemaptysis. Has not required any oxygen. Minor bed sore. Wife is taking care of him 100% of the time. I review my own records from the hospital back in January, as well as the extensive rehabilitation from March 7 to April 29. Medication list review. He also was treated for C. diff colitis that has resolved. Metabolic encephalopathy resolved. Presently, no smoking alcohol. According to medications, include Norvasc, aspirin, Lipitor, stool softeners, Buspar, calcium carbonate, Coric, Westran, Clonidine, Hydralazine, thyroid replacement, melatonin, more stool softeners, prior phosphorus binders, Renvela and Faslo were discontinued, as well as Protanix and Lentas. Next paragraph, he is awake, alert, no respiratory distress, paraplegic, move preferentially the left upper extremity, significant weakness on the right upper extremity, normal eye movements, normal speech, dialysis catheter right-sided, no tunnel infection, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia pericardial rap, no significant murmurs, no abdominal distension or tenderness, prior right-sided midfoot amputation. He still has bilateral lateral foot ulcerations. Pulses are decreased, but there is no active gangrene. Intermittently muscle spasms. He is able to provide history in good spirits. Next paragraph, chemistries. We are dialyzing him for 4 hours, Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays. Present weight has increased to 74.2 kilos. He gains around 2 to 4 kilos in between. Blood pressure runs high in the 150s, 170s, over 70s and 80s. his reaching goal of clearance at 1.36. Present hemoglobin 13.6. There was a high white blood cell count. Good levels of ferritin, although low saturation. Normal platelet count. A1C for diabetes at 6.8, high potassium 5.6, 6.2, 6.8, presently a 2 potassium bath, low albumin at 3.4, normal acid base bicarbonate at 25, high phosphorus 6.7, low calcium 8.3, PTH at 324. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. End-stage renal disease from diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. Has dialysis catheter. Recently severe, prolonged. Hospital from stroke, as well as paraplegia from spinal cord infarct. Full depending on wife, 24 hours. Tolerating diet. We are talking to wife about high potassium and phosphorus and restarting phosphorus binders. He has not required EPO treatment. At some point, we will readdress the need for an AV fistula. Continue management of his other medical issues. He's getting visiting nurses rehabilitation only one day a week. Continue educating the patient and the dictation.